This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Okay, we're here at Basis. It's all about health, wearable health monitoring. This is going to be very cool. Check it out.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
All right, we're here at Digital Experience with Jeff from Basis, and you guys got wearable health monitoring. So tell me about that.
We do have wearable health monitoring, but most people don't think of it like that, right? What they think of as a device, an easy tool to help me figure out how healthy I'm living and how to live better. So in our case, the wearable health monitoring is in the form of a device you can wear on your wrist. It's got 5 sensors inside of it. It tracks activity like other devices do. It can track perspiration so that we can see how intense those activities are for you. It can track temperature. But the big breakthrough for us is being able to track heart rate continuously. Being able to measure your heart rate in the context of your everyday life without having to wear a chest strap or other stuff.
So, you know, so it does respiration, heartbeat. So what were the other ones that it measured?
It does perspiration. It does activity level, so just how active are you. It does temperature, and then it does heart rate.
So then it syncs up with an app or sends back to a, how does that work?
Syncs up with a cloud service that you can view through a browser. We turn all that data, all that rich data, into everyday metrics, stuff in common language that regular folks would understand, like how many calories am I burning in a day? How many steps am I walking in a day? How much sleep am I getting at night? So we turn all of that into those simple metrics. You can see where you are versus goals that we help you set. You can see how close you are or how far away you are from those goals. And then along the way, the system will automatically publish insights for you. The system can automatically detect and classify things like exercise or sleep. So we can give you, without you having to log information yourself, without having to put the device in special modes, the data will just automatically get classified for you and we'll be able to present those insights to you.
In just a moment, after this message from our sponsor, we'll find about availability and pricing.
Your web hosting may be a little bit old-fashioned, kind of like this 1939 Crosley coupe we found here on the floor at CES 2012. Well, if you want to move into the modern age, you need to get with GoDaddy.com and look at the 4GH hosting that has just been introduced that combines the power of cloud computing with the economies of normal web hosting. We're talking $4.99 to $9.99 per month. There are 9 machines in the cluster that's going to be serving up content from the Tech Podcast Network, and we're expecting well over 35 million downloads. Of course, we know that because last year we had 35 million downloads, and we're expecting even more this year. You can try it out by going to GoDaddy.com. Look at the details that surround 4G hosting. You'll find things like, again, automatic load balancing that we talked about. But there's a scan each day for malware. There's protection at the server level, and there's protection at the cluster level. And there's a free SSL certificate included that's valued at $14.99. And when you go to GoDaddy.com, make sure you use the code CES2 when you order 4G hosting. That will get you a 25% savings, and even more importantly, it's valid for the entire year of 2012, and you can combine it with other discounts and sales that GoDaddy may have in the future. Check it out, 4G hosting from GoDaddy.com.
So tell me about availability and pricing on this product.
So the device is going to be $199. Comes with a lifetime of that free cloud service that we were talking about. And it's going to be available in early 2012, early this year.
So do you expect online initially and then through major retail markets as you get access to those?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think we've got enough interest now that we're going to launch online direct to the consumer, try to have a closer relationship with consumers in the early days, and then, of course, over time, it'll expand into all the normal places you expect to find good gear.
So I'm assuming BASIS.com?
It is MyBasis.com.
MyBasis.com to find out more information. Todd Cochran here for Geek News Central on the Tech Podcast Network at Digital Experience.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.